The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
To learn who rules over you, simply find out that you are not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH. I'm Andy, your host, and on today's instalment of I'm Talking to You, originally recorded and broadcast on Saturday, December the 14th, 2024, at achshow.com, I will be presenting a show entitled 39 Years Ago Today, the first woman elected to serve as the principal chief of the Cherokee Nation, Wilma Mankiller, took office. And the time is 8:02 a.m. here in London in the UK, making it 3:03 now a.m. over on the east coast of America and 3 minutes past midnight on the west coast of America. And for those of you who are still on Friday the 13th, let us remember the wise words of Sergeant Esterhouse. Let's be careful out there. Okay, so let's move on to a quick rundown of my favourite shows in the last week. First up, a friend and listener responded to my request for new shows on last week's I'm Talking To You show by sending me the Twins Pod episode 42 with David Duke that you can find on Twitter or X, which I believe it is called now. There was a fascinating show with the Twins, who I first remember many years ago doing a critique of Phil Collins' In the Air Tonight. They were boys back then, and they are men today. In fact, judging by the video, they have been men for quite a while, as they both have rather big beards. Next, Dr. Patrick Slattery had Mark Collett on, his regular Monday guest, to talk about the recent goings-on in Syria. And you can find that show at republicbroadcastingarchives.org. Just select Patrick Slattery from the drop-down box under the Show Host tab on the right-hand side of the website, which will take you to a page of his most recent shows. Next, the first hour of the Jeff Rentz programme from last Monday with Donald Jeffries, which kicked off Jeff's 15 hours of the week with an analysis of what's really going on in Syria, along with its similarities to other so-called colour revolutions in the region. And you can generally listen to that hour for free under the Donald Jeffries guest columnist section in the left-hand column of Rentz.com, as his shows do not tend to be behind the subscriber paywall. Next, Tuesday's Silent War, episode 6396, Antichrist, Syria, and the Next Plandemic, Chaos Time, from the Dustin Nemo's Rumble channel. A third show about Syria? You cannot be serious. But in this one, Dustin played a very interesting clip by a guy with an English accent, which sounded better than mine, who ran through all the formerly Christian nations that were taken over by Muslims before the First Crusade, which I found interesting, as I had never heard that information before. Dr. Patrick Slattery had Cato back on for his Tuesday show to give his view on the overthrow of Assad in Syria. And if you don't want to hear another show on Syria, just listen to Patrick's Chinese opera bumper music. I have never liked opera, but this takes my odium of the medium to a whole new level. And you can find that show at republicbroadcastingarchives.org, the details of how and where I mentioned some moments ago. Next, Wednesday's You Must Heed This Warning from the Richie from Boston BitChute channel that revealed the Pope and the Freemasons will be opening the door of Satan's tomb in the Vatican on Christmas Eve. Also, more of these car-sized drones have been spotted in the skies. One of them wasn't a DeLorean, was it? Which could, of course, be Marty McFly and Doc Brown up to their old tricks. After all, didn't they also predict 9/11? Like Alex Jones and William Cooper. And here's a useless bit of information for you. William Cooper's real name was Milton Cooper, and brother Nathaniel's real name is Milton Kapner, which sounds similar initially until you discover that whilst the Christian names match, only half the letters of the surname do. Anyway, I digress, but incidentally, and on a more concerning note, Rich is taken to making videos in the back of his truck, which, for me, sounds more like the actions of a deranged serial killer than our beloved Richie. Next, Wednesday's final show with Scorpio, which appears to have developed into a far longer project than he originally anticipated. Well, worth a listen though, and one can only wonder whether he will be keeping that title or reverting back to Operation Scorpio when he debuts on ftjmedia.com at some point in the future. And I say at some point in the future, as I last heard it was going to be November, maybe he meant of 2025, which, if so, indicates he clearly has no concerns about the Deagle.com predictions. And you can get his most recent final show at grism.blogspot.com. Next, Thursday's Paul English Live with Patrick Chenault and Eric von Essex, which covered, amongst other things, the Bible, ferret legging, Brussels sprouts, Roald Dahl and the Bradbury Pound. And you can find that show via a variety of platforms at paulenglishlive.com. Dragged on a bit, I'm afraid. Just a little critique there at the end. 3 hours, 40 minutes. I think part of doing shows is you kind of do your research and try and summarise things, and I would have tuned out earlier on that. So as you know, I look for shows and try to find excuses not to listen. Not the BCFM politics show, for example, they have a musical break at the end and in the middle, and I always cut those out before I listen. So it's just me. Other people, there are shows out there that we've talked about that go on for 8 hours, right? Not for me, I'm afraid. Some people like these longer shows. I'm happiest when I do a show like this in the shortest possible time, so I will move on and not exhaust any more of the time. Next, I'm going to present a summary of each of my favourite shows on here each week, so you can see what else they offer outside of a particular individual show I may mention. This week, the Silent War shows on the Dustin Nemos Rumble channel. These pop up on average once a week or so, and what I like about them is they basically give Dustin's opinion on what is going on that he thinks we should be concerned with in a short 10 to 30 minute video. He also puts up a great deal of other content on his Rumble channel, which you may wish to check out. Next, that show I didn't listen to last week from beforeitsnews.com, 500-year-old illegal Ethiopian Bible reveals terrifying knowledge about human race. Yep, 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 yep. Yep, 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 yep. Next, the comment of the week from a beforeitsnews.com article entitled Bombshell, Elon and Trump are about to unleash the EBS. And here is the comment from Enoch. They're unleashing the new world order and you're too dense to see it. And again, you know, these Trump supporters think that you think he's one of you, really. Well, answer me this. How many hotels and golf courses do you own? And then work out if he's more likely to be rubbing shoulders with you or with the world elites. And finally, every week, I am going to endeavour to listen to a show I have never heard before and report on it here. This week, Russell emailed in a link to the most recent video on the San Francisco Truth BitChute channel that was all about the Waymo cars the San Francisco police are using for mobile surveillance, and how AI is actually the beast system controlled by Satan, which I found interesting. In for a penny, in for a pound, as they say. Oh, and incidentally, I noticed the sorry state of the roads in San Francisco. Ours in the UK are in a sorry state also. That made me think of the quality of Roman roads, which was one of the first things I was taught in history class at school. And as the powers that should not be seem to hate all things European, I would not be surprised if they plan to let our roads fall into disrepair as an attack on one of our cultural roots. Okay, so let's move on to what I have downloaded this morning and plan to listen to over the weekend. So, I have to minimise everything, which I've just done the opposite, so bear with me. There they are. Okay, I mentioned the Not the BCFM Politics show. That's had an update on its website, so it doesn't lock everything up when you try and download it, which is a bit of a relief, isn't it, ladies and gentlemen? So, yeah, that was a lot easier and quicker to download today. And it looks like it's just Martin Summers and Tony Gosling with no other guests, and I always prefer it when it's just the two of them. So I've just cut the musical breaks out, and let's see how long that is with the musical breaks removed. 3 hours 14 minutes 21 seconds according to this, so still quite a long show. But as I say with shows, I'm less forgiving as I get older. If I get to a bit that I'm getting bored, I'll just whack it forward a few minutes, and, you know, if I miss something I would have found interesting, well, so be it. My interest needs to be held all through, not just in places. My thoughts are, I've still got a lot of, like, my Sopranos, Talking Sopranos thing I'm going through again. I'm getting through season 5, so I've got the two parts of season 6 left, and then that's done again. And if I think to myself, you know, I'm actually probably enjoying that more than what I'm listening to at the moment, I'll just tune out and go and listen to that. We've got yesterday's Boomer Vision from Dr. Patrick Slattery, republicbroadcastingarchives.org, and the Not the BCFM Politics show, that's politicsthisweek.wordpress.com, that's the website for that. But back to Boomer Vision, that is Patrick's solo show, which is generally quite good, so I've got that queued up for later as well. The Jim and Diane show from the Jim Rizzoli BitChute channel. It's weird because I used to just listen to their Hoaxbusters show each week, but not only have I started listening to their Walk and Talk, which they do every day, but I've also stopped listening to their Hoaxbusters show. So it's weird how things work out, isn't it? But there's something about that show that even when I've got other things to do, I'm like, oh, well, I can probably miss it today. It's not, you know, it's more of a chit-chat, and you get to hear some important things that you might not have heard elsewhere. You really do. But there's something just relaxing about it that, you know, it's them, they've got up in the morning, it's one of the first things they seem to do during the day, which is why I can pick it up so early over here, generally mid-afternoon here in the UK. But I like it. Just relaxing, sort of talking about different things that they've discovered. And the good thing about what they do is this is their hobby. And so they, certainly Jim, I think he spends most of his day doing videos or watching videos, putting them up on his BitChute channel, and looking at other things on the internet and then reporting back. And he's obviously got a lot of experience in that. I mentioned the Rizzoli brothers, how they started off a week or two ago. And I think that's what makes him such an enjoyable host to listen to, him and Diane with their show. Anyway, moving on to the Mark Collett BitChute channel, his most recent video, Al-Qaeda, Israel's Private Army. That's about 13 minutes, so that is on the Mark Collett BitChute channel. Jeff Rentz, he took calls in the second hour of his show yesterday. Excuse me. And that is always interesting. And you can sort of see the audience that Jeff has when you very rarely hear the same caller twice. And also, he just announces at the start of the hour, oh, by the way, I'm going to be taking calls. And there are people already with knowing the phone number and things like that lined up to call in. So I've always said that I believe his to have the biggest listenership in the independent media out of the people that we can trust. There are other names you might fire back at me, but do we really trust them? And the other thing I want to mention about his show is he does 15 hours a week, as I mentioned earlier. And this is one of the weeks where I think each of the hours has had a unique guest. So it's like 15 one-hour shows in 1 week, which is pretty impressive. Of course, what I mean is if you have Harry Cooper on, for example, as he has on quite frequently, that's always a two-hour show. So that's one guest over the 2 hours. But most of the time, he has one guest an hour, 15 hours a week, and they're all talk about different things. So it's like 15 one-hour shows a week, which is why I really appreciate his content and the amount of it that he puts out there. And have I got any left? Oh, yes. Eric Von Essex, I mentioned last week, he does a show on Rumble on Sunday, and he does a show on YouTube on Monday. But none of the YouTube links on his website work, but he was on the show paulenglishlive.com that I mentioned earlier, that long show. And they were talking early on about how they got together on their Monday YouTube show, which I can't download. And apparently it's also up on bitchute.com. So I downloaded it. If I get to it, I get to it. If I don't, I don't. I've got a lot to listen to. So this goes all the way back to Monday. But if you are a fan of Eric Von Essex and you can't download the YouTubes as I can't, then you need to save both his Rumble channel and his BitChute channel. And the Rumble channel is where you'll find the Sunday show, and the BitChute channel is where you'll find the Monday show. So there you go. Okay, so let's move on to having a look at some independent news websites. So let's go over to, what do we start off with? Start off with RT.com. See what's going on over there. A little drink of water while it's loading up. Moscow bans Viber messaging app. You know you're old when, you know, this is presumably something big in order to be banned, but I've never heard of it, and it's their top story. So it says underneath, the service violated anti-terrorism laws and was easily exploited by scammers. Officials have said, well, why don't they ban Facebook here in the UK? The amount of stories I hear about people selling stuff on Facebook that turns out to be a fraud, just get rid of the thing. Oh no, it's quite useful for their propaganda, isn't it? Even though they keep moaning about social media in the same way that they censor and, put their own agents in it. Funny that, isn't it? UN Security Council remains paralysed by US, according to Russia. That's the second one down. And then Russia negotiating with Syrian jihadists on military bases. I don't believe a word of it. It's funny, isn't it, how Assad seemed to walk out of Syria, abandon the country so quickly, so easily, in no time at all, and ends up in Russia. So, yeah, if you really want to know what the script is, have a look at the Albert Pike letter to Giuseppe Mazzini that talked about the three world wars. That's the script. And these people would only be in positions of power in Syria and Russia if they were prepared to act in accordance with that script. That's my opinion. And as the time goes on, I think I'm proven more to be right than some of these people who really think the likes of Putin and Assad are actually independent of the regime, the world globalist regime. You just look at what's going on in Gaza and just take a step back for a moment and just say, forget that happened, and imagine if something like that was to happen. And some would say, well, they'd never do that because Iran would come after them and all these Middle Eastern countries would come after them. Well, none of them have come after them, have they? Okay, so what does that tell you about who rules these countries? I remember a guy who went over to Iran. He was in Australia. He used to do videos and that over there. I forget his name now. But he went to Iran thinking that, you know, Iran had all this free speech, and he used to talk about who was really behind what was going on. And he got to Press TV over there, or was it Al Jazeera? It was one of the two. And they said, oh no, you can't talk about that here. And he was like, yeah, but you're supposed to be so anti these people. Oh no, no, we won't talk about that. So that turned out all to be a fraud as well. What a surprise. Rents.com. I talked about brevity in shows earlier. The reason that I like Rents.com as a news aggregate site is that what Jeff does is he takes headlines elsewhere and he puts them up on his site, but he rewrites a lot of them to give you more information in the headline. So if you're in a hurry and you can't be bothered to look at the individual articles, you can learn a lot from the headline. So let's see what we can learn from the top few headlines here. First one, New Jersey, New York, Philly, UFOs are not all drones. Wake up, we are being lied to on an enormous level. That is a video that is on YouTube. Residents report drone hit high voltage line and crashed. Emergency response there for hours, but police now say no drone crashed. That's another video, that's from Fox. Let's scroll. Oh, here's an interesting one. The scam of the Stu Peters documentary titled Occupied, Factual Data Wrapped in BS. See if we've got something else here. Google says it appears to have accessed parallel universes. So there's all sorts of different things going on into this first set of headlines on the rents.com news aggregate website. Let's move on to HalTurnerRadioShow.com. The latest news, I'll just give you some of the headlines. Ukraine striking Russia with massive drone strikes. Urgent Russian missiles on the move countrywide. I looked at that later. Yeah, they're moving their missiles all around the country and nothing has happened of yet. And I hope it doesn't in the future, because obviously being in London, I am in the firing line. But again, until something changes to prove me wrong, I believe my feelings are correct. And again, there could well be attacks on Russia, by Russia on other countries, if that is part of the script of the elites. Okay, let's move on to earthnewspaper.com and take the opportunity to thank Mark R. Elsis of earthnewspaper.com and Jeff Rents of rents.com for their support of the Limeys Show and the Dr. Peter Hammond Show, etc., etc. And the Dr. Peter Hammond Show will be returning on Tuesday. Peter has been away for last Tuesday, but we will be back for at least, I believe, the next 2 weeks, possibly three. As many of you will remember, he has his Great Commission course, which is the highlight of the Frontline Fellowship Ministry calendar, every January for about 3 weeks. Some of you may be going to it. If you are, I'm sure you will have a wonderful time. And so we don't do shows for 2 or 3 weeks in January, as he is busy hosting students from all over the world who've gone over there to learn about missionaries and missionary work. So we wish him luck with that, and I look forward to his show on Tuesday. So earthnewspaper.com, all the honest news fit to publish. We've got a song at the top by Jesse Wells called United Health. So there's an interesting thing here as well. I noticed earlier, I'm going to look into this for tomorrow's Limeys show, but it's from BBC News. The dark fandom behind healthcare CEO murder suspect. And I'm getting the feeling that these elites, you see, the elites, they told you what they want, what they're going to do. Klaus Schwab said, you will own nothing and you will be happy. And I think that they're getting very worried about the folk hero status that this guy who killed this CEO is getting, because their aim is to own everything, all these top people, CEOs and what have you, and you not to have anything. And they don't want you suddenly turning on them, do they? So it's interesting to see a headline like this from the BBC and see if they really are circling their wagons around the people that they really serve. And this has really sort of shook them up. I will find out more when I read it and report back on tomorrow's Limeys show if there is something worth reporting back on. Okay, Candace Owens interviews USS Liberty survivor Phil Turney. The best show I believe I ever did was interviewing Phil Turney and Dave Gahari for the 50th anniversary of the attack on the USS Liberty. I worked for many hours. I think I prepared 12 different sections comprising 20 pages total, which I read to Dave and Phil from their book Erasing the Liberty, which I believe you can get at erasingtheliberty.com. Moneytreepublishing.com, where you'll find my books, will certainly give you a link there if I've got the Erasing the Liberty website wrong. But that was probably my best show. Put a lot of work into it. It was very emotional for Phil, because of course he was on it. He saw the horrors of what happened. And I'm pleased that the likes of Candace Owens are now interviewing him, as they have a far larger audience than I did back then. So great to see Phil still out there telling his story. Let's go on to... well, Mark has also got a USS Liberty... looks like an archive here as well. So there's other things that you can certainly look at on that. He's found an audiobook of 1984 by George Orwell. A lot of people talk about 1984 in the independent media, but a lot of people don't want to read. They want to listen to shows instead. Well, it's 10 hours, 57 minutes and 12 seconds, but you can go and you can listen to 1984. So spend a few hours on that this weekend and you will have read by ear one of the books that's most talked about in the independent media. How about that? Okay, so let's go to censored.news, which is the Mike Adams news aggregate website. Brighton, this is their top story. So it's yesterday's Mike Adams show. Brighton Broadcast News, December 13th, 2024. Apple introduces breakthrough AI microchip whose name means trans demon and the extermination of humanity. That takes me back to what I said about that show that I listened to that Russell sent in, that guy in San Francisco who believes that AI, talking about it, artificial intelligence, is just nonsense. It is actually Satan and its demonology. And even the electricity that's powering this as I talk, it all seems very odd to me that they get something and it goes in and it creates all these different things. I mean, I can understand rubbing sticks together, making fire and all this sort of stuff, but we're told all these different things are wired into our house and stuff like that. And think about like a computer chip. What is a computer chip? It's a piece of sand, essentially. So one piece of sand generates all these different graphics and all these different things, and it seems, I don't know, I feel that there's a lot more to it and it may not be good. So anyway, let's wrap up with, as we always do, the Before It's News top 10, because I'm expecting a call in 2 minutes. See what's going on here, and I'll timestamp it for you because it changes. It's goes up and down according to votes. So if you go and check it and you say, oh, he's got his top 10 wrong, well, I'm reading you the top 10 as of 8:28 a.m. UK time this Saturday, December 14th, 2024. So number 10 went up 10 hours ago. 106 people are viewing this. Mystery solved. Proof of what is flying over New Jersey neighborhoods. Could it be Marty and Doc Brown's DeLorean? Number 9 went up an hour ago. 116 people viewing this. Judy Byington, unredacted. Deep state set to release another bioweapon. Biden into child sex. And then the headline runs out. Or does it? Number 8 went up a day ago. 118 people viewing this. SG Anon and Scott McKay. This is the intel drop everyone has been waiting for. Really? I haven't. Number 7 went up a day ago. 119 people viewing this. Kerry Cassidy. Explosive intel no one expected. This is a shocker. Number 6 went up 8 hours ago. 143 people are looking at this one. New X-22 report. December the 13th, military alliance, deep state preparing to stop Trump at all costs 2024. Well, I made my comments on Trump earlier. Number 5, oh, there's the Join Before It's News pop-up, which we will close hastily. Number 5, went up 9 hours ago, 165 people are viewing this. Benjamin Fulford update from yesterday. Trump drops the next bomb. Really? Is that a truth bomb or something else? Number 4 went up 11 hours ago, 194 people viewing this. And we know Trump just dropped bombshell. So maybe it was a bombshell. Big comms, J6 pardons, the fall of American. And then the headline runs out. Number 3 went up 5 hours ago, 216 people viewing this. WTPN situation update, 12/13/2024. Q plus Trump. 50,000 troops mobilized in anticipation of an EBS. And if I knew what an EBS was, I would tell you. I know what an EMF is. That's the electromagnetic pulse weapon, but I think this is something different. Number two went up a day ago. 278 people, nevertheless, are still looking at it. Cliff High. Urgent emergency. 12/12/24. They just exposed everything. Yeah, they do that a lot before it's news, but how come we don't learn anything as a result? And number one, delighted to see this. I mentioned it earlier. Went up 18 hours ago. 388 people are viewing it. Candace Owens' video goes super viral within 24 hours. 2.852 million views. And I clicked on it, and it is indeed the interview with Phil Turney that I mentioned earlier that you can get on earthnewspaper.com. Okay, so I'm not going to play the opening music too quickly because the title is so long, I've got to judge when to cue it in. So I want to thank all of you for joining me on I'm Talking To You, episode 149, 39 years ago today, the first woman elected to serve as the principal chief of the Cherokee Nation, Wilma Mankiller, took office. I want to thank all of you for joining me today. I hope this is the start of a wonderful weekend for you all. I'll be back with you all tomorrow. And until then, folks, thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day, and bye for now.